Habocha Alex Rosenfield on the subject of Tashbisu.
Brishus, the Rav, Brishus my father, Brishus my Saba. Lastly, I need to thank my Chavrusa Ari Levy, my mentor. But I need to thank Rav David for coming, and my Saba for coming, and my father for coming. I would like to thank Ari for helping me to prepare this Chabura. I'd like to also thank Chaim Gezer, Chavrusa, and Sam Rashbass, and also Eli Goldstein for helping me along the way. That was necessary. I do owe the Odom an apology, because I'm giving a Chabura on Tashbisu. I'd planned on going to the Reb Chaim. Based on how much time I've had in my Havana right now, I don't think we're going to have time to go onto the Rambam, onto the Reb Chaim. I'm going to stick to another inyonim. So, let me begin with the Pesukim. The Pesuk says, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu sovri boteichem. That's in Revi, Parshas Bai. It's the mitzvah of tashbisu's chometz, tashbisu's chometz. Four Pesukim later, right at the end of Revi, we have the mitzvah of sovri lo yomotzi boteichem. And in Shavi, Parshas Bai, we have v'lo yirah l'chol chometz, v'lo yirah l'chol sovri b'chol kvodecha. That is the famous loving a bali roa bali motze, and as I said before, the mitzvah ase of tashbisu. The Rambam in Hilchos Chometz and Matzah says, "Ein yelikem mishum lo yirah v'lo yimotze elam kein kama chometz bepesach aichem say kedei shiyase b'yomaisa." You only get a chiyuv malchus midaraisa for being over bali roa bali motze if you perform a maisa in the process. And he gives two specific examples: either you bought chometz on Yom Tov, or you laid and prepared the groundwork for dough to rise over 18 minutes. Both of those are considered the maisa for which you will be mechayev malchus, midaraisa, and you'll be chayev two sets of malchus. The lashon of the Rambam is that bali roa bali motze is two lavin, two sets of malchus. However, says the Rambam, if you never did a maisa, you had chometz in your rishus before Yom Tov, you never destroyed it. Yom Tov came in, still didn't destroy it. Yom Tov's in, you haven't yet destroyed it. You're over bali roa bali motze. You get malchus maridus, but no malchus midaraisa, because you never did a maisa. The Rishonim and the Acharonim jump on this. In order to understand that kasha, I'd like to explain the concept of a lav shnitzig lasei briefly. A lav shnitzig lasei means a mitzvah leis asei, which has a chiyuv malchus attached to it. And if you're over on the list today and you are then for chayev the chiyuv malchus, that's okay, we have a mitzvah asei. If you perform the mitzvah asei, that will erase the chiyuv malchus. The classic example is gzeila, loisigzel, one of our Ten Commandments. If you steal something, then you're chayev malchus. However, we have the mitzvah asei of beheshev zekzeila shegozal. If I'm a kain beheshev zekzeila, then I erase the chiyuv malchus. So, lechaira, seder shonim achrenim, sounds like bali roa bali motze should also be a lav shnitzig lasei too. We have these two lavin. Bali roa bali motze don't have chometz in your rishus over Pesach. If you have chometz, you're chayv two sets of malchus, as we just explained. But we have another mitzvah, a mitzvah asei called tashbisu. Destroy the chometz, and lechaira, if you destroy it, you should erase the two chiyuvim malchus. But the Rambam seems to say that you get malchus, and his lashon, the mashmaros of his lashon is legamri. That once you chayv malchus, the Rambam gives no indication that you can remove it, even if you perform an asei later on. And the question seems even stronger because there's a gears thing Rambam Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Heyom Adalah, which says Meferish that bali roa bali motze is a lav shnitzig lasei. And many Rishonim Acharonim, some don't, but many of them do hold of this Geirus of Tosfos. One, so how do you explain the Rambam, who says that you get Malchus? Lefi Svara, lefi the Geirus of, the widely accepted Geirus of this Gemara, bali roa bali motze is a lav shnitzig lasei. There shouldn't be Malchus ultimately. The Rambam says there is. So, what's going on? So I'm going to bring three Teretzim from the Achronim, and I'm going to bring them together at the end. The first Teretz is the Oinig Yom Tov. The Oinig Yom Tov is really coming to be Miyashah Shitas or Rambam. And he says, our initial Havamina was that Tashbisu is also on Yom Tov, and therefore, Balira Balimotse and Tashbisu coincide at the same time. And that's why Lechari is the Lashon Siglase. Says to the Oinig Yom Tov, we got it wrong. Really, the feed of Rambam, Tashbisu, is Erev Yom Tov, from the morning of Erev Yom Tov all the way up until Chatzais. From Chatzais, the feed of Rambam, but Tashbisu ends, and then we have a 6-hour gap, a 6-hour buffer zone, a no man's land, where there's no Tashbisu and no Bali Ra Bali Motse. That's all the way till Shkia and the entrance into the night of the 15th. Once we hit Shkia, from then on it's Bali Ra Bali Motse. So actually, it's not a Lav Shnitzik Glase. We have a mitzvah asay of Tashbisu and a mitzvah leis asay, the two mitzvahs leis asay of Bali Ra Bali Motse, 6 hours later, comes out it's a Lav Shekodnu Lase, which means that a mitzvah leis asay, two mitzvahs leis asay, preceded by a mitzvah asay 6 hours earlier. How do you know this is Shitas of Rambam? That Tashbisu is limited to the morning of Erev Yom Tov up until Chatzais. So the Rambam brings down Rava from the Gemara Pesachim Daf Hei LaHalacha. Rava is coming to explain when is Tashbisu. Is it Erev Yom Tov or is it on Yom Tov itself? And Rava says it's Erev Yom Tov. And the reason it's Erev Yom Tov is because the Pasuk says Ach Bi Yom Rishon Tashbisu Sim Avotechem. So Ach Bi Yom Rishon Tashbisu Sim Avotechem. What's the Achbim Horishon? Bear with me. Still in mind. Bear with me. Sorry. The Rava says that Tashbisu has to be Erev Yom Tov itself. What's the reason for this? Because the Pasuk tells us, Lo tishchat chometz adam zivchi. Lo tishchat chometz adam zivchi. Don't shech the Korban Pesach when you have chometz around. So that means by the time you shech chometz, the Korban Pesach, sorry, which is Chatzos of Erev Yom Tov, by Chatzos of Erev Yom Tov, you had to remove all chometz from your rishus. And then from then on, so that means that by Chatzos, any mitzvah Tashbisu must have ended. So it comes out that the Chiyuv Tashbisu is before. And from that point on, for 6 hours, we have a buffer zone. There's no Bali Ra Bali Motse, and there's no Tashbisu. You can't have Chomis during this period, that's true. That's because of a separate halacha legabi Korban Pesach. Nothing to do with Bali Ra Bali Motse. Only from Shkia, does Bali Ra Bali Motse kick in. So it's a Lav Shnitz, it's Lav Shekod Motse, not the Lav Shnitz Iglase, because they're two different times. And therefore we see the Fida Oinig Yom Tov, the way he explains the Rambam doesn't hold of the Girsa in Gemara Pesachim, which says that Bali Ra Bali Motse is a Lav Shnitz Iglase. That's the first Teretz, that's the Oinig Yom Tov. He talks about timing. The second Teretz is the Sma, is a Slach. The Slach says he's going to Gemara Beitza, a different Sugya, a different topic. I'm not going to get into it, but he brings up this kasha in that sugya. And his teretz is based on a Ritva in Maseches Makkos. The Ritva in Maseches Makkos defines Lav Shekod Nasei differently. Yes, Bali Ra Bali Motse is a Lav Shekod Nasei, not the Lav Shnitzik Lasei, but not because they're two different times. Rather, because the Pasukim say the Asei first and then the Lav. That's what we have by us. First, the Pasuk is Ach Bim Rishon Tashbisu Sem Avotechem. That's the middle slash end of Ravi. 4 psukim later we have Solo Yomotzi Bavotechem, and then in Shavi, right at the end of the parasha, we have V'lo Yorolecho Chomitz V'lo Yorolecho Sevecho Gvelecho. The Asay is written in the psukim before the Lav. That's why it's the Lav Shekodim L'Asay. And that's why it's not the Lav Shnitzik L'Asay. The Asay, you can't say, is only because of the Lav and is there to really fix the Chiyuv Malkus of the Lav. The Asay, the Chari, is somewhat independent of the Lav. It's there before. That's the Slach. The last teretz is that of the Pnei Yeshua, also in Beitza. And again, he brings in this sugya. And he answers differently. He answers based on the Shita of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, again from the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Hei. That Gemara, as we said, is discussing when is Tashbisu? Is it on Yom Tov or Erev Yom Tov? So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, actually, Tashbisu is on Erev Yom Tov. How do we know? Because the Pasuk says, Ach Bim Horishin, Tashbisu, so it says, Shios Yom Matzis Techilu, and then the Pasuk says, Ach Bim Rishin, Tashbisu Sem Abotecha. That's the full Pasuk. So there's two parts of that Pasuk. Shios Yom Matzis Techilu, eat Matzis for 7 days, Ach Bim Rishin, but Ach Bim Rishin, Tashbisu Sem Abotecha. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak darshins that the word Rishon, Mikorah Mashma, means before. The word Rishon means something before something else. So let's just put it in. Ah, so, Shivas Yom Matzis Teichelu, eat Matzis 7 days. Ah, but, be Yom Rishon, beforehand, Tashvis Yom Boteichem. So that means before the 7 days of Achilas Matzah, before then, you have the Mitzvah Zaseh Tashvisu, but that's Erev Yom Tov. And Nachman Bar Yitzchak wants to say that everywhere across, generally across Shas, when you have the word Rishon, that's Mekorah Mashma. How do you know that the word Rishon is Mekorah Mashma? So he brings the Raya from the Pasuk in Iyev. The Pasuk says that Horishon Odom Tulad, which Rashi translates as Horishon, before Odom Horishon, Tulad, were you born? He translates that word of Rishon to mean before. So therefore here, Achbim Horishon means but before the 7 days of Achilas Matzah, before then you do Tashbisu. And so too, oh, generally across Shas, when we have the word Rishon, it means something before something else. And Lefit Svara, aside from the Drosh of Nachman Yitzchak, Lefit Svara, it makes sense for Rishon to mean before, this before that. I mean, the definition of a Rishon is that this Rishon comes before a Sheni. Rishon means one thing that comes before something else. So, the Svara makes sense even, that the word Rishon here, from the simple mashmash of the Pasuk, we have the Pasuk, Shios Yom Masu Tzuchilu, Ach B'yom Rishon, beforehand, So Leim Tashbisu Zom Abotechem. Eventually, the Gemara is Doiche, the Drosha of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, from Ach B'yom Horishon, from Horishon itself. He says Horishon in this Pasuk is needed for something else. But the Sfar still stands. And that's the Shita of the Pnei Yeshua. He says, since the Pasuk says, Ach B'yom Rishon, Tashbisu Zom Abotechem, Ach B'yom Horishon, he says, so therefore, memela tashbisu mekorah mashma. Memela tashbisu is implying that tashbisu is before the zman achilas matzah. Tashbisu, the mashmos still stands as the word of Rishon to mean before. So even if we don't hold of the drosha, the svara, the mashmos, the word Rishon, we can't ignore. That still stands. So comes out lefi, the Pnei Yeshua. That since we are implying from the word Rishon, that actually mir korah mashma, that Tashbisu is Erev Yom Tov, it comes out that Tashbisu, lefi the Rambam, is nowhere near Bali Rabbanu Motzei, because Bali Rabbanu Motzei, lefi the Rambam, as the Pnei Yeshua understands the Rambam, Bali Rabbanu Motzei is going to be after Shkia. So similar to the Oni Gontu, but he's not coming from the same place. The Oni Gontu was saying, as far as timing, that the definition of a lav shekodmin ase is that the lav is after the ase in time, in real time, in Metzias. The Pnei Yeshua is not learning like that. The Pnei Yeshua is coming from the word Horishon, he's being mashma the word Rishon, and therefore, since we can darshan, we can be mashma, that the word Rishon means that Tashbisu is before Bali Rav Bala Motzei, comes out that it's the lav shekodmin ase. So those are our three terutzim. So just to summarize them quickly, we have the Oni Yomtev. The Oni Yomtev tells us it's timing. The reason that it's a lav shekodmin la'aseh and not a lav shenitig la'aseh is because of timing. The aseh is over here on the morning of the 14th. The Bali Rav Bala Motzei is after Shkia on the night of the 15th. That's fine. That's the only Yom Tov. The Tzlach says no. It's a matter of psukim, as the Ritva of Maseches Makis tells us. That the posuk of the aseh comes before the posuk of the lav. That's what defines a lav shekodmin la'aseh. And that's why Bali Rav Bala Motzei is a lav shekodmin la'aseh. That's the Tzlach. And the Pnei Yeshua tells us differently. The Pnei Yeshua tells us again, it's a lav shekodmin la'aseh. And he tells us, since we can be mashma from Horishon, the Tashbisu is in the morning, that means that it's nowhere near Bali Rav Bala Motzei, which is the night, and that's why it's a lav shekodmin la'aseh, three terutzim. And now I have to bring them together, but in order to do that, I want to address the following chakira in the concept of lav shenitig la'aseh. There's two ways to understand why the aseh, as we said before, removes and erases the chi of Malkus. Is it because once you're over the lav and you're chayav malchus, I now have to be mekayim a mitzvah aseh that was stated in the Torah with all of its tanoim and all of its conditions and everything? And only once I've done that and ticked all the boxes, then I'm going to erase the malchus. Or no, I don't need to be that machmir, I can do even less. I don't have to be mekayim the mitzvah aseh as the Torah defined it to be. I can do less. I can simply remove the causal factor of the issur. I can do just a simple practical change in mitzvahs, and in so doing, even if I'm not mekayim the mitzvah aseh, however, at the very least, I'll remove the malchus. And let me explain by now applying it to the Oneg Yom Tov. We said that the Oneg Yom Tov said the answer was timings, right? But the aseh in real time is in the morning, and the lavin are at night. So therefore, it's the lav shekobim la aseh. So that means to say, lefi the Oneg Yom Tov, that had they been at the same time, had even Tashkisu been on Yom Tov itself, like Bali Raya, then avad, it would be a lav shenis the glaseh. Problem is, the aseh is in the morning. So what can we do? So the Oneg Yom Tov, if, theoretically speaking, that aseh was on Yom Tov itself, now they apply at the same time, it's a lav shenis the glaseh. Comes out that let's say today, if a Jew found some chomers in his living room, and he took it and burnt it to a crisp and destroyed it. So the fee, this theoretical example in the Oneg Yom Tov, would say that he's been mekayim the mitzvah aseh of tashbisu midoraisa. The mitzvah aseh was chal over Pesach to destroy any chomers in your rishus, and by being metakin that love, by being mekayim the mitzvah aseh, you remove the malchus. So that's the question that Oneg Yom Tov. Why then did the Rambam say that there is a chiyuv malchus? Surely there should be no. And that's the pshat of the Oneg Yom Tov in the Teretz. No, we got it wrong. Really, the tashbisu is in the morning. So it comes out that the Oneg Yom Tov would be going lefi that side of the hakir. That in a lav shenis the glaseh, the only way to remove the malchus is by being mekayim the mitzvah aseh with all of its conditions. The Tzlach and the Pnei Yeshua, we said differently. They said it's lav shekobim la aseh for different reasons. They go from the pesukim, either like the Tzlach says, lefi the writ von malchus, that it's about the aseh being written before the lav, or lefi the Pnei Yeshua, that we're working on the word horishon itself and being mashma from that tashbis is in the morning and nowhere near by the rabbi lemotze. But either way, lefi them, even though it's not mukhruch, either way to either stud of this hakagira, could be that we can suggest that maybe the slach and the Pnei Yeshua actually differ. Maybe they hold that in order to remove the chiyuv malchus in a lav shenis the glaseh situation, maybe all you need is just to remove the chometz. If someone today found chometz in their home and he removed it, so he wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvahs aseh tashbisu midoraisa. The slach and the Pnei Yeshua would still say that the mitzvahs aseh is only on Erev Yom Tov. However, at the very least, they removed the causal factor of the issur. They had chometz in their house that was causing them to be over by the rabbi lemotzei at this moment, and they removed it. So they weren't mekayim the mitzvahs aseh of tashbisu with all of its conditions, but they removed the problem. And maybe the slach and the Pnei Yeshua, we could suggest, it's not more for what we maybe suggest, that that's enough to remove malchus. Unlike the Oneg Yom Tov would say that no, you need to go the extra mile, and you need to actually be mekayim the mitzvahs aseh. If you're mekayim the mitzvahs aseh, sorry, you've got malchus. There's nothing we could do. The fi this chakira, we can now advance maybe to say a chiddush. That lefi, those three achrenim, the Oneg Yom Tov, the Tzlach, and the Pnei Yeshua, lefi them, we said Tashbisu is confined to Erev Yom Tov itself up until Chatzais. Now it seems that's how they're learning the Rambam, that Tashbisu is just Erev Yom Tov up until Chatzais. Rashi and Onklus, two other Rishonim, also seem to agree with this view. Rashi, Chidus Rashi in Daf Hei and Daf Vav and Maseches Pesachim, seems to say that the Ikar Mitzvah Tashbisu is Bittul Chometz. And Reloza, Rabbi Levi, Vishem Reloza tells us at the bottom of Daf Vav Beis that the Zman of Bittul Chometz is up until Chatzos, the morning of the 14th. So the Rashi would seem lechayav to hold that the Tashbisu also is confined to Erev Yom Tov. And Unklus too. Unklus on the Pasuk, Ach Bi'rishin Tashbisu Sim B'deichem, he translates Tashbisu as Tavatlun. I mean, if the Pasuk wanted to say that really Tashbisim meant burning, ban your chametz, they should have said, ach b'immersion, tisman sumo b'techem, ach b'immersion, tavarin sumo b'techem. It said, Tashbisu. And Uklus translates that to mean tavatlan. Rashi seems to also understand it to mean bittel. And the Gemara, as we said, and Darfur tells us bittel is confined to Erev Yom Tov the morning up until Chatzais. So the Rambam, as explained by Al-Suri Achronim, the Fi Rashi and the Fi Uklus, at the very least, we can see that the Mitzvah Aseret Tashbisu is confined to Erev Yom Tov. Comes out that today is Pesach. Today there's no Chiyuv Asay, no Mitzvah Aseret Tashbisu whatsoever. So if a person today, L'chara, found chametz in their home and burnt it to a crisp, so L'fi, what we've understood in the Rambam and those Rishonim, he's not going to be Mekayem Mitzvah Aseret. However, those who hold that at least in Shita's Rambam, that Bar Rabbi Lamate somehow is still a Lashon Hatiglase, and they would hold of the Girsa in Maseches Pesachim Daf Tzadikeh. L'fi, those who say that, they would have to say that the only way to remove, well, actually, to remove the lav, you don't need to be mekayim the mitzvah zaseh. You can just burn the chometz. You can just remove the causal factor for the iser, and that's enough. Just do the bare minimum. And it will come out of fear them that you don't need to go the extra mile to be mekayim the mitzvah zaseh tashvisu. You can't. So how then do they hold Bal Yor Bal Yomot is a lav shenitzik laseh? If you can't be mekayim the mitzvah tashvisu midaraisa, how can you remove the chiyum malkus as is the halacha by lav shenitzik laseh? Must be they don't need that. Must be lefir them. All you need to do is the minimum. You just need to get rid of it. And once you remove it, lamaisa, you remove the reason why there's Bali Rabbi Lamaisa in the first place, even though, yes, you weren't Mekayim Mitzvah Aseret Tashbisu, that was already Friday morning at Chatzais, that's enough to remove the Chiyum Malkus. I'd like to just end off by explaining maybe Pshat as what to why, as to the Nafka Minna between all. Well, why the Pnei Yeshua doesn't hold of the Slach, why the Slach doesn't hold of Pnei Yeshua. Maybe we could suggest as follows, that the Pnei Yeshua, as we said before, holds that the word Horishon, we're darshaning to mean, we are being mashma the word Horishon, that is before. The Tashbisu is before the Shivas Yom in which you eat matzah. And he holds that, that's what Nachum by Yisrael Kav Daf Hey. Maybe that's the Shlita of the Pnei Yeshua. The reason the Slach wouldn't agree with that and wouldn't want to hold like that is because ultimately, It was a drosha that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok tried to learn the Gemara, and the maskon of the Gemara was we threw that drosha out the window. So maybe the Slach doesn't want to go like that drosha. But says the Pnei Yeshua, I'm sticking by my guns. The Sfara still stands, and that's fine. And Mi'ich Gisa, maybe we can see that Pnei Yeshua doesn't hold of the Slach. Why? Because the whole Slach, that the definition of Elav Shekob Laseh is in the Pesukim, is all based on the Ritvah Makkos. Who says that Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah has to agree with the Ritva and Makkos? Good night.
It's good.